Helping children with speech disorders starts with their tongues. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jonathan Preston, associate professor in the Department of Communication Sciences and Disorders at Syracuse University, looks into the mouth to find out how to treat these afflictions.
It can be difficult to understand some children with speech disorders when they talk. Speech disorders can have an impact on educational, social, and emotional development, and some speech disorders can persist into middle school, high school, or beyond. Research on the treatments for speech disorders can tell us how to achieve the best outcomes for these children. We have been investigating a novel approach to treating speech disorders in school-aged children using ultrasound imaging of the tongue. An ultrasound is held beneath the chin to show the shape and movement of the tongue in real time. The tongue images help children to visually recognize correct and incorrect movements of the mouth. For example, the R sound is a common sound in error for many English-speaking children with speech disorders. The tongue movements for R can be quite complex and difficult to explain to children. However, ultrasound images of the tongue can help children to recognize what they are doing wrong so they can change their tongue movements and produce the sound more clearly. We have published a series of studies reporting outcomes from almost 100 children with speech disorders, and we have found that even children who have been in speech therapy for many years can respond to this approach. For example, in a recent small-scale study, we found that a speech therapy program that included ultrasound imaging of the tongue resulted in better outcomes than a speech therapy program which did not include visual feedback. Ultrasound visual feedback has been shown to help children who have articulation disorders affecting sounds such as R, L, S, and SH, and it has also been shown to help school-aged children with apraxia of speech. Two clinical trials are ongoing in our lab to further study this approach.
That was Jonathan Preston of Syracuse University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.